Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 14th of January 2017, and this is the 513th Moll Out Loud podcast. It's a very, very windy day today. I had great plans for going out for a walk, but I got as far as the little post office at the end of the road and decided that it was not only going to be dangerous but also not very pleasant. So I've been a bit cooped up inside today, but I did go for a walk yesterday evening, and it was really lovely. Quiet, gentle, sunny evening, which then had that very, very big moon a bit later on. So I feel as if I've been out a bit and blown the cobwebs away. But today has felt like a bit of a cooped up day. I have been writing on and off, but not very successfully. And probably I should have taken the day off, but I didn't. So I'm trying not to kick myself for not doing that. I just feel as if where I'm at with my writing, that I need to push through. And so part of my mind is telling me that I need a break, and the other part is saying, if you keep on taking a break, you'll never break through. So I vacillate between one position and the other, and neither is quite working. If I take time out, I nag myself about needing to be pushing myself a bit more, and when I'm pushing, I keep telling myself I need a break. I'm not quite sure how to get round that. I know some people journal themselves in those circumstances, and I don't know quite why I'm so reluctant to do that. I think I have a sort of residual feeling that it's an avoidance tactic, whereas what it probably is a way to break through. So I shall sit with that for a little bit as well. Tomorrow is Sunday, and I shall be ringing the bells. I'm sure that'll be better, and I'll also go to the market. I really enjoy my Sunday mornings. And I think just being out and about and doing something else will be a really good thing to do. I know that next week is quite busy. I've got a writer's cave on, and I also realised that months ago I booked to go to a performance. I'm not quite sure what the performance was anymore. I can't find the details, but it is by a performance by a Greek opera company that always does really interesting experimental performances. There was one that I went to that was about Tesla and had some fantastic kind of lightning effects thrown into it, and another one that was about migration between Greece and Australia, where the audience itself moved from one end of this big hangar to the other through water to get that sense of migration. We all kind of had to trundle through immigration, basically, and to the other side. And it was a lovely combination of kind of Greek folk songs and I mean, they were new songs, but they evoked Greece and Australia. So although I can't remember what this one was about, I'm really, really looking forward to it. And glad I saw that it's a free performance. I'm glad that I reacted when I first saw that it was on and got in there straight away, because I'm sure the tickets ran out very quickly. It's in the town hall, which isn't very large. So that's very exciting. That's a really nice midweek treat coming up. And maybe that's part of what I need to do, is to be out and about and feed my well instead of hammering away at the computer. I do hope that you've had a good, that you had a good week, and that you're not feeling too jaded, that if you are feeling jaded, that you have some secret stash or a surprise or something pleasurable you can organise for yourself in the coming week. I do think that that really, really helps, even if it's something quite tiny. I think a treat can help, especially something that is a bit out of left field or something that you don't normally do, something that is slightly out of your routine. And please don't copy me in giving yourself a hard time. It's not good for you. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always. And I really look forward to talking to you again on Monday. And by then, I hope I shall have a better account for myself.